now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. You know, I always love spending this hour with you because we meet such great people. We learn something. You know, that's what it's all about, is sharing information, maybe having a few laughs, and being a better person when we walk out the door. So whether you're on your way to a sports game or you're at home and putting your feet up, get a cup of coffee, enjoy this hour with us, because, you know, we always try and get great guests here that will really leave you refreshed and learning something. And later in the show, we're going to talk about setting financial goals for 2014, because that's always important. You know, this economy, things aren't really going to change. So if you've been thinking that house prices will go way up or things will improve, it is what it is right now. So let's get our house in order. Why diets don't work. Dr. Galbraith is going to talk about why they don't work and some ideas to get you back on track. But off the top, this is really exciting. I'm not sure if anybody knows about this. I'm sure lots do. We have a wonderful new center in BC called the Chopra Center, and the director is here with us. This is Deepak Chopra, is the, I guess, the founding member of this?
Yes, he's one of the partners.
The partners. Yes. And joining me is Nirmala. And, you know, I always said I can't pronounce the last name because it's so easy.
That's perfect.
Nirmala, what's your last name?
Nirmala Raniga.
I'm so bad. I write them down, I say a million times. Nirmala has been joining me the last half hour chatting about lots of different ideas with the program. And, you know, it's for addictions, freedom from addictions, but so many things in life. They have long stays, short stakes, a wellness week, because people have so many things in life that come up, whether it's loss, whether it's eating too much sugar, whether it's alcohol or drugs. It's not just for alcohol or drugs, which people may think. You wanted to sort of start out with a chant, something that, because the Chopra Center is different than a lot and is based on a few different foundations and a lot of addiction centers. And what did you want to start with today, Nirmala?
Well, I will say a chant. I'll recite a chant in Sanskrit, and I'll do a brief translation just to get our mood going here this morning.
All right.
And first of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
So I'll just ask the listeners to just take a deep breath in, and if it feels good, maybe close your eyes for a moment. Om Asto Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma amritam gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from untruth to truth. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from fear of death to knowledge of immortality. Peace, peace, peace.
Oh, I feel peaceful already. No wonder your program works, because it is based on not just our medicine, but a different philosophy. Tell us about the center and how you got involved, your background, and your dealing with Deepak Chopra, and how you came together.
The story goes back 25 years ago. So I've been working in this field for 25 years, and I have to say it feels like yesterday. And when I started this work, I did not even know the meaning of the word addiction. It was rather, not the meaning, but it was a new word for me. Mm-hmm. At that time, there were not too many centers who were providing treatment. Besides the addiction, the wellness center, we have outpatient clinics that really specializes and treats people who are on opiate dependency. At that time, there was a need. And since I come from a family of entrepreneurs, we like to try different things. One of my brothers says that he said that there was, why don't you, set up a clinic that can provide treatment to those people who use heroin. So I set up a clinic, not knowing what I was getting myself into. So, I got some counselors in, doctors in, and we started the first clinic. And in your mind, you have this stigma around addiction, because you think the people, generally when you think about addiction, you think of people who are on the street, people who commit crime. Those are the people you think about, because that's the stories we hear. Or the other stories we hear is people like what we're hearing in the news, like Mayor Ford or Justin Bieber or you know, any of the celebrities. Mm-hmm. Those are the only things that make the news. So when I started this work, the first person that I met in that clinic was your ordinary person, and he was a barber. And he was such a wonderful guy. And when I heard his story, like I was doing the paperwork, I felt so compelled that the average person is, you know, we the focus is so much on the two extremes. Mm-hmm. The average person is your daily householder who has a job, who has a family, and struggles. And it's not just we're talking about heroin, but we're talking about all kinds of addiction. Now, moving forward, how I got involved with the Chopra Center, while we were doing this work, we expanded from one to two to these five clinics we have in Lower Mainland that treats opiate dependency. We have over 2,000 patients on the program, 25 physicians who work with us. There was a need to set up a residential treatment center. This came about back in mid-90s when I had a colleague who was working with us. He was struggling and he needed to go into treatment. And there was only one center at the time. And the focus, while the focus was mostly on 12-step, and I believe 12-step is a very good tool, is a very good option, he had a lot of emotional trauma and he needed more intense treatment. He was hospitalized for wanting to kill himself. He wanted to jump off the building. He ended up in the hospital through the ambulance, and within 24 hours, the hospital discharged him because he was under the influence of alcohol. They gave him Halcyon, just got him calmed down and discharged him. And to me, that was not acceptable. So within 24, 48 hours, we took him to a center in U.S. I dropped him, and on my flight back, I made a commitment to myself that I will set up a residential treatment center here in Canada so that people don't have to fly. And I also wanted, at that time in mid-90s, late 90s, Dr. Chopra was, used to see him on the PBS. And we come from that background of yoga and meditation and body healing, that I wanted to create a facility that really was also healing the body and just not stopping to use. So when we met in 2007 at one of the events, Seduction of Spirit in Whistler, he asked me what I was doing, and I had gone with that intention of asking him to be part of what I was doing, because we had purchased a property in Squamish, and the community really supported us and zoned the property to set up the center. And they were writing this book, Freedom from Addiction, and they were looking at somebody to partner with. Wow. And so when he asked me, and I said, I work in addictions, he goes, I'm interested. And you could see his eyes lit up, and he goes, we are interested. And that was it.
Well, you know, I see a lot of things in the literature about intention. You know, that it really matters what we say out loud. I see in the program, it has a rundown of the day, you know, the schedule, and there's yoga and meditation and healing the body and the soul. And what do you think yoga, meditation, and even the art therapy, what does this all do for us that maybe we're not doing in our everyday lives?
What it does, it brings you in the present moment. Often when we look at a person, either we live in the past, our stories don't end, our family stories, the pain people have caused us, or we have caused others. So we tend to either live in the past or rather think about the past, or that anticipation of not knowing what's going to happen in future. So either we live in the past or in the future, so we have two things going on, depression and anxiety. Wow. And that keeps us from being in the present to enjoy life. So when you look at yoga, meditation, art therapy, any kind of this activity requires you to bring your attention to the present moment. And these are all small steps. People have to incorporate these tools on an ongoing basis to get a good idea. So if you, for example, are meditating, you'll see you'll have thoughts. You'll have thoughts, but that's part of having thoughts is part of your mind. Thoughts will be there.
Right. It's not a hard thing. In the book, it does tell us how to kind of get into the meditative mood and what thoughts come in. And there's a lot of great information. And we have actually, because you're going to be at the health show today, we have four sets of two tickets to give away. You're going to be there today and tomorrow. It's at the Perk Center. And the time is 10 o'clock till 6 today, 11 till 5 tomorrow. And you can go check out the Chopra Center. So four sets of two tickets. And we also have the book to give away. One book, Freedom from Addiction. This is by David Simon and Deepak Chopra. And a lot of it is based on the stuff you do at the center. And I'll take the first, what do we say here, TJ? First five callers? That makes it easy for you. First five. We've got four sets of tickets and the book. So call 250-386-1161 to get those. When we come back, I want to talk more about what you were telling me about women in their mid-40s, 50s, and maybe a special week, especially, I see here, that might really fit into helping a lot of women in Victoria and on the island. Back in a couple of minutes.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
At last, the all-new Lexus IS 250 and 350 models for 2014 have arrived at Metro Lexus Victoria. Come and experience the multiple drive modes and performance-tuned dynamics. From the dramatic front spindle grille to its all-wheel and rear-wheel drive packages, the sophisticated and luxurious IS is impossible to ignore. See for yourself right now at Metro Lexus Victoria. Well-equipped from $39,295.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Victoria.
Douglas, opposite Mayfair.
Ah, this soak feels amazing. And I must say, you're looking better than I've seen you in a long time.
Right back at you. And didn't that polishing treatment feel divine?
Oh, it sure did, and I can't wait for our steam bath and the thorough rub down with the polishing cloth.
Bring your favorite gold and platinum jewelry in for a well-deserved pampering during the January Jewelry Spa at Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. All jewelry spa services are free January 7th to the 31st. Visit us in Oak Bay Village or online at barclaysjewelers.com for more information.
You've driven by Lansdowne Appliance Gallery countless times. Now stop in and you'll notice right away they're definitely not a big box store. And that's a good thing. As part of Canada's largest appliance group, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery has many quality brands to choose from, and their customer service is second to none.
For the selection and service you deserve, visit Lansdowne Appliance Gallery, next to the TC at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at lansdowneappliance.com.
Your neighborhood Fairway Market is celebrating Chinese New Year. Tasty bakery items and the biggest selection of Chinese and Asian foods in Victoria make a world of difference during your next Fairway visit. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you're in for a treat. Fresher and tastier than ever. Proud to be local and celebrating Chinese New Year.
Fresh start, New Year, Fairway Market.
We are back. We're talking to Nirmala Renege from the Chopra Center. And, you know, there's so much great information in the book and the literature, but talking to you during the breaks, I mean, you're just so amazing. And talking about the yoga and the meditation and how in Canada, in the States, we think of yoga as an exercise, but there's really eight parts to it. But just to make it in a short sentence here, yoga is really not about just going and working hard. It's so much more than that.
Yes, yoga is union with body, mind, and spirit. So the yoga you typically see in the West is people going to the yoga studio and doing the yoga poses. So that's one form of yoga. It's known as the asana, the practice of your the exercise, yeah, as we think. But there's yoga also means, when we think about the yoga, which is yoga sutras, the eight limbs of yoga, meditation is part of that. Pranayam, which is breathing. We forget how to breathe. So, and then there's the first is how to be with yourself and how to be in the society. So this is all part of the eight limbs of yoga, and there's a few other ones where you go inward, just being able to withdraw your senses. Most of the things we experience in life is through our five senses. And when our five senses are not sort of in control, it causes us grief. So it's being able to be able to see what we really see, hear what we really hear, and it's a practice of mindfulness. So next time when you're in, for example, walking down the street, just take a moment and look. What do you hear? What do you really see? What do you smell? And, you know, the air, the whatever you taste, what you smell, and what you feel on the skin. Mm-hmm. That is all practice of mindfulness. And guests get to experience that at the center, a practice of mindfulness. When you're present with all your senses, then you don't react as much. There's a sense of being able to respond. So this is a process of healing.
And what about all the journeys in life, though? You know, I know even grief, you have people that come in for, you know, are still grieving. And at a certain point, you know, it becomes unhealthy because it's a personal journey. But at some point, we have to get to the other side, so to speak. With all the ups and downs in life, if we do have addictions, whether it's to food or alcohol or drugs, what kind of coping mechanisms are you taught to kind of get over those things? It's great to live in the moment, but if things are, you know, you're taking care of people or times are tough, how do you kind of live in that moment and experience it but go on without using these things?
First of all, what I would say is anybody who has got any kind of trauma, they need actually some deep healing. So that's, you know, they need some commitment where they see a therapist or they go in a residential setting. But most importantly, we all need some form of structure. Structure in terms of being able to do some exercise, whether it's yoga or going to a gym, because when you get your body moving, it releases chemicals in your brain that makes you automatically feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Diet is so important. When people are grieving, when people are depressed or addicted, food is the last thing on their mind, unless they're, of course, addicted to food, because that's the focus. The diet plays a very important role in healing. At the center, we incorporate, the six tastes and seven colors and, you know, paying attention to Ayurveda, which is the science of life. But also, when we look at sense of touch, most people really don't, you know, the touch either has been negative for them, if they have been abused, or really don't pay attention to that. So when you have a therapeutic massage, I think it's such healing to the body, especially if you're doing the emotional healing work. So all this, like the yoga, the meditation, the massage, the diet, acupuncture, plays a very important role in healing. And if somebody kind of pays attention on a day-to-day basis, all these things will bring them to a place of being in the present. So as you release your emotions, incorporate these things. Take care of you. Ultimately, it's you who needs to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. We're responsible for ourselves. And you were talking about women of a certain age group, say in their 40s and 50s, who maybe have taken care of their parents, taken care of their kids, and the kids leave, and they have the empty nest. And you're seeing a lot of this where maybe they're feeling a void and maybe using alcohol, drugs, food to kind of fill that. What does your center do to kind of help those sort of people that maybe in the crux of getting worse and to maybe stall that so they can find great life in that, you know, the next 20 years, 30 years of their life that are maybe great years, but they don't know that not having their kids in their lives?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because today is a law of dharma. Dharma means we all have purpose in life. And if you look at mothers, women, you know, who have kids, you know, look after the families, the parents. They play such a nurturing role in life. And when they get to that age where everybody has moved on and they are still there, they spend all this time looking after others but really did not take the care of themselves.
Yeah.
Or rather, they were not nurtured in the way they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And during that age, 40s and 50s, that void either takes them in a direction, whether they self-medicate with alcohol, we have seen,
mm-hmm.
or just being depressed. And we've had, you know, women come in that age group. And really the focus would be, is finding a purpose in life. You had a purpose in life. The focus was there with the family, looking after, getting the needs met. But in that timeline, things got missed for you. You can rediscover you at the age of 40, 50, 60, and find a different purpose in life, because we all have unique skills. The skills that you never practiced, maybe this is the time to practice those skills. So we get people to rediscover that.
And even when people are in their 80s, when my mom was in a nursing home, you know, you see people in their 80s and 90s still knitting, still giving things back to other people or helping the people. You know, they think someone in their 70s was a young person, they'd help them, you know, like helping each other even at that age. So there's no end to where we can keep learning. And, you know, you were talking about your family and how, you know, your dad, and I want to have you back on because you have a great history, but your dad was a jack of many trades and really knew a lot of things and was a wise man and gave back. But giving back is part of it, isn't it? Like that we get outside of ourselves a bit and we can always keep learning and keep giving back.
That's right. We sometimes forget that we have so much. We have a lot of abundance. Mm-hmm. And I think it doesn't have to be always about money. I think it's about time. It's even as basic as opening a door for somebody.
Yes.
And I think you can do that through only paying attention. And those two things, attention and intention, are very important to healing.
And you talked about in your when you first started with your chant about fear of death. You know, you talk about the fear of the future. Some people plan and overplan the future, and we never quite know what that may be because we don't know what will happen. But why are we so fearful of death, and in our culture, so afraid to speak of? We say passed away, we don't say they died. I mean, we're all going to die. It's how we live in between. So how do we get over, or people that are so fearful of death and don't live now, how do you start that dialogue?
That's a big subject.
Very big subject. We'll have to come back probably for some more of that.
Well, you know, death is a journey. And I think people forget that. And it's a new journey. It's a new beginning. The way I look at it. I mean, we all, like Dr. Chopra has been saying, we recycle. So I think that fear of death prevents us to be in the present. Yeah. So if you start living today and enjoying life today and doing what you need to do today, then there is really no tomorrow to plan for. Of course, you plan for your basic things, but getting carried away and having all these things, which may happen and may not happen, keeps us being in the present.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I you know, when I wake up each morning, I don't share this with a lot of people, but I always think that today is my last day. And I need to make the best of it, whichever way I can. And for me also, like if I, and this is a personal thing of what I go through, if I feel sad or if I feel, if I have feelings, because we, you know, a big family, I have a lot of things we do, I process it each day. And I need to get through my feelings because if I hold on to it, then it's not healthy for me. And I can just feel it in my body.
You will come back and see us because I want to talk about there's so many levels of that we can talk about, and the yoga and the meditation and how to deal with our feelings and whether we confront people, whether we deal with it in a peaceful way. So you'll promise to come back.
I will. Thank you.
And today you're going to be at the health show that's at the Perks Arena. If people want to get a hold of you for the CHOPAT Treatment Center, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get hold of it two ways. One is ChopraTreatmentCenter.com, that's a website, or they can call the center at 1-888-802-3001.
It's been wonderful having you on, and I hope that a lot of people have gotten a lot of great messages from having you on today, and I'm sure they have.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Gelbrink, back after the news.
Her mom's purse was just lying there. Nancy reached in and took a cigarette. She just grabbed it out, and then we snuck up to her attic. Our hearts were pounding. We had time for one drag, and then we thought we heard someone. So we ran to the washroom and flushed it, but that bitter taste lingered. I've been trying and trying to quit for 20 years. This time, I'm finally ready to quit.
Quitting isn't easy. Talk to your doctor about non-nicotine prescription options to help you successfully quit.
On Wednesday night.
19-2, we'll take that.
Heroes are born.
Can't get rid of me, Commander.
On Wednesday night.
Love can be deadly.
You broke my heart, you know.
On Wednesday night,
every choice counts.
I am not a terrorist.
The
premiere of Bravo's new original series, 19-2.
Followed by the season 2 premiere of Homeland.
It's the lies that undo us.
Back-to-back drama
that hits home.
Pull that trigger and you will die!
19-2.
Followed by Homeland.
Wednesday, starting at 6. On Bravo.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeese with CFAX 1070 News. UN mediators have brought together opposing sides in the Syria conflict for a second meeting today. Correspondent Lori Hinnant reports that among the issues to be covered in the dire situation in the embattled city, Syrian city of Homs.
They're supposed to talk about a possible ceasefire in the city of Homs, which has been under siege for more than a year and where there have been starvation deaths reported.
The premise behind the talks is to try to unravel localized issues before tackling larger disputes. Italian police say they're searching for the sender of pig heads to Rome's main synagogue, the Israeli embassy, and a city museum hosting an exhibit on the Holocaust. Police headquarters said Saturday the anti-terrorism squad was handling the case. The pig heads arrived in three separate boxes, all sent by a delivery service unaware of the contents. The deliveries were made on Friday, 3 days before an international Memorial Day for Holocaust victims. In a tweet, the Rome mayor condemned what he called intimidation of the city's Jewish community. Local media reported Saturday that anti-Semitic graffiti also appeared outside a municipal building in a Rome neighborhood. Some good news for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. They may soon be able to communicate with 911 operators via text. The Vancouver Sun reports that networks have been upgraded, meaning texting with 911 is possible. Ecom says people who are part of the deaf or hard of hearing community could be able to use the service within 3 months. Callers will still have to make a voice call, but if their phones are registered, the operator could respond via text. And there's been a shooting at a mall in Maryland. Three are confirmed dead, including the accused shooter. They did not release information on other people injured. The Howard County Fire and Emergency Services Department sent out a tweet late this morning saying that police and rescuers were responding to the mall in Columbia, Maryland. Police confirmed that a shooting has taken place. The mall is at the center of the town, both a suburb of Baltimore and Washington. That's CFAX News to 11:33. A look at weather now, mainly sunny for today and highs to 9 degrees for tonight. Increasing cloudiness and fog developing past midnight with lows hovering just above zero on your Sunday. Cloudy with should clear for your afternoon and highs to 9. Right now outside CFAX 1070 studios downtown, we're sitting at 5 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Wow, what a great show. I just love having all my guests on. I just feel so calm and cool after having on Nirmala. She's such a lovely lady, and she's going to be on from time to time over the next few months, and look forward to hearing more from her. Of course, another person we've had on lots is Dr. Gail Braith. And Diana, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Patty.
And this time of year, of course, we look at, you know, many things. We're looking spiritually, our finances, and of course, always one thing we look at is our health, and our weight has a lot to do with that. And we can kind of become obsessed with it, so we don't want to, I know you're kind of the balanced approach, and today you have a few reasons why diets don't work.
Yes, and first I'd like to actually define diet. When I'm talking about why diets don't work, I'm defining that approach of basically restricting your calories or increasing your exercise, but the idea is that you're doing it for a limited period of time. It's usually something that you don't normally do, and with the idea of losing weight, of course, as quickly as possible. So I'm talking about that. Okay, I'm going on a diet, and then I'm going to come off the diet. So that's the mentality I'm talking about.
And it always seems like diet almost seems like a word that hurts. It's like, oh, diet, like groan. And when you hear other people talk about it constantly, you know, and also I think our obsession with weight, I think we have to have a certain, you know, a health factor. But a lot of people are so prejudiced against weight almost. They think they can comment on anybody's weight, and weight's, you know, it's a flaw, a character flaw.
Oh, I completely agree. And I think diet in many ways has become the new four-letter word. And I mean, it's seen as a negative. And I'm one of the things I'm trying to do is change the mentality to from looking at things negatively to a positive outlook where I particularly work with women, but just the idea of wanting to do what's best for your body because you have such an incredible body, and so taking things from a more positive perspective.
And so diets are a short-term solution for a long-term problem. How do we work through that?
Well, I think the thing is, it's just what I commented on before. You go on a diet and you come off a diet. And the problem with diets is they're usually fairly restrictive, so the idea of maintaining them for the long term is pretty unpleasant, pleasant thought. And with diets, the truth is actually you can lose weight on a diet. The catch is keeping it off. And there's some statistics out there that are even as high as 98% of women that do lose weight on a diet gain it all back within 2 years. So something's not working. This is
2 years. I can give you a better stat than that. It's usually like about 2 weeks, isn't it? So, you know, I think in your literature you're saying take it step by step. So small little things.
Exactly. And so what I like to tell women is, what can you do today that you can maintain for the long term? So don't decide, oh, I'm never, ever going to eat chocolate chip cookies again. Instead, come up with a strategy and a way of that you can enjoy and eat a chocolate chip cookie or maybe two and be able to stop. And so the idea is that idea of moderation. So it's the same thing with exercise, you know, rather than, okay, I'm going to start this intense, every day I'm going to go swimming for an hour at the pool. I mean, that's just not sustainable. Whereas something like, okay, I work in an office, there's, you know, I work on the second or third floor, you know, I'm going to start walking the stairs instead of taking the elevator. That's a lifestyle change that you can maintain for the long term. And it's those small little steps that you do for the long term that are really going to make the difference.
And diets don't treat everyone the same, and we're all so different. Some may love counting calories, some may like journaling, some may hate bread, some may like to work out lots. So how do you change that around?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that most diets, they focus almost entirely on calories. How much are you eating? How many calories are you eating? And exercise. And there is a place for that, but it's not always the whole story. And so I like to try and look at the whole woman. And you need to look at, you know, what are the stress levels? How is she sleeping? You know, is she eating the kind of or spiking her blood sugar? Whoops. Are we losing?
No, there you are.
You know, is she eating the kind of foods that are spiking her blood sugar and causing her to be hungry all the time? You know, is she eating enough early in the day that she's not, you know, there's so much with your hormones that can affect your appetite and weight gain. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot more to it than just calories in and calories out. And so you need to look at the whole picture.
And I know the glycemic index has a lot to do with that too, right? Especially that roller coaster of up and down and food cravings.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, that. And our North American diet is really, in many ways, a diet that is very high glycemic. And so, you know,
it's very beige. You know, if everybody looks at their stuff, a lot of diets are very beige, aren't they? And it's mostly box stuff and stuff that really isn't all that good for us, that gives us no energy and cravings of food all the time.
Yeah, no. I think one of my basic rules about food is the closer you can eat your food to the way it was intended to be, the healthier it's going to be. Now, there's always a place for, you know, because we don't always have time to prepare everything from scratch. So there's always a place for what I call fast food that is still healthy for you. But ideally, what you want to do is you want to eat your food as close to as little processed as possible and as close to nature as possible. And in doing that, you are going to, for the most part, have a healthy diet.
When we come back from the break, we want to talk about that diets reinforce the wrong attitude towards food in your body, because we want to change that around this year and make sure we like ourselves and like the food we eat. Back in a minute.
Scott Rintoul. 20 years after moving to Vancouver, I'm on the move again to Victoria. Scott Rintoul here, and I'm inviting you to join me every night, 9 to 12, Monday to Friday, for a lot more than The Score. New show, new time, new stations. You don't want to miss it.
Scott Rintoul. Weeknights from 9 to midnight.
CFAX 1070 is amping up our game with total sports coverage every weeknight on Victoria's home for sports. CFAX 1070.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
I'm Corrine May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. The 23rd annual Victoria Health Show is at Perks Rec Center this weekend. Get info on non-GMO products, vegan lifestyle, gluten-free products, fitness, pain relief, heart health, women's hormones, and so much more. You won't want to miss the informative seminars and exhibits on the latest products, trends, and services. Tuesday, January 28th, let's talk. Bell will donate 5 cents more to mental health initiatives for every text message sent, mobile and long-distance call made, tweet using hashtag BellLet'sTalk, Facebook share of the Bell Let's Talk image. Talking is the best way to break down the barriers associated with mental illness. The Victoria Film Festival begins Friday, February 7th through to Sunday, February 16th. Check out the festival program and see what's showing. There are lots of great films to enjoy. Beat the lines and get your tickets now and avoid disappointment, as many films get sold out in advance. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert!
Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at doddsfurniture.com.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to join Robert Bateman and his wife, Birgit Fryby Bateman, on an amazing National Geographic voyage to the Galapagos Islands in November 2014. A portion of sales from this trip of a lifetime will support the Bateman Foundation working to reconnect people with nature. For more information, call Vision Travel today. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888. That's 250-412-1888.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack here on Lifestyle. You can catch us every Saturday from 11 till noon. If you want to know more information about me or my guests, radio or real estate, look me up, www.lifestylewithpattymack.com. Also, make sure to stay tuned to CFAX every day, but on February 2nd at 3:05, the Super Bowl. Seattle Seahawks, yay. It's going to be so exciting. Come by our studios here down at CTV. You can see the Seahawks logo on the window. It's very cool. And back to the show. We are talking about lots of stuff today. We've talked to the Chopra Addiction Center. We were talking about money. And now we're talking about your health in the new year and your diet. Dr. Diana Galbraith is with us. Diana, we're talking about the third thing, which is diets reinforce the wrong attitude towards food in your body. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that this is really an important key that's so often missed, and I think diets really set us up to have a negative perspective. And I'll talk about food first, but the whole thing with diets is that women often develop this attitude towards food where it either becomes the enemy, so it's something that, you know, avoid at all costs, and they really have this distorted relationship with food, or else it becomes actually their master, and this is where they get into these deprivation binge cycles. And really what I like to teach women is to look at food as their friend. And so having a healthy relationship with it, having boundaries, being able to say no, but also being able to enjoy it. So there's that balance there.
And also liking ourselves right now.
Yes, because I think with dieting, way too often women decide to go on a diet because, you know, they think they're too overweight, they want to look better in a swimsuit, their doctor tells them they need to for health reasons, and all this is negative thoughts that keep percolating in their head. And I think for real success, you need to switch that around, and you need to come at it from the perspective of looking at your body and just realizing what an incredible body you have. And I think, you know, whether a woman is right at her ideal weight or whether she's 100 pounds overweight, there's beauty in all of us. And so if you can have a basically a love for your body and do what you do as appreciation and because you want to have the best health you can have.
Absolutely. Basically. And be kind to yourself and be kind to others and don't make horrible remarks because there's nothing worse. Tell people how they get a hold of you and about your seminar coming up.
Well, my website is healthtalks.ca. I have an upcoming seminar in Sydney, 10 Common Mistakes Businesswomen Make to Mess Up Their Health, and you can check that out on Sydney Meetup. That's www.sydneymeetup.com. And I also have a promotion on my website right now on healthtalks.ca. And if they just click on Startup, it's basically a complimentary 15-minute consultation to get a checkup and see how things are going.
Well, thank you, Dr. Diana Galbraith. You are full of great information, and take Diana up on that free offer because you can't ask for more than that. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Patty. It was great being on.
You bet. So today, so far, we've covered lots of different topics, and now we're going to get on to something that a lot of people don't like talking about, but is so important because it's what makes everything go around, and that's our money. So this year, let's set some great financial goals and not be afraid of it, but tackle it head on. And joining us is one of our money coaches who's based on the island. Leslie Gardner is a certified bookkeeper and money coach. How are you? Hey, Leslie.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, I know you're island-based now, so you can help people right here and if they have any questions.
I'm coming. I'm this summer. I'm moving. I'm just in the process of it right now.
My husband's
already there, but yeah, no, we're on the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a great goal is move to the island.
You bet.
But don't tell too many people.
Okay.
Now, January is a month of resolutions, of course.
You bet.
I'm in real estate. A lot of people think, my house will be worth more next year. But as you know, with money right now, things are very flat and seem to be going that way for the immediate future.
Yes.
So quit procrastinating because now is a time to deal with it if you need to sell stuff or buy stuff or just invest more. How do we get started?
Well, you're right. January is that month of resolutions and we don't stick to them. And mainly it's because it's just we say, we're going to do this. But why are we doing this? We need to look at the why.
Yeah.
So that's the real the one thing that we look at is the goals. You have to set the goals and the goals are so powerful. And how you start with that is you dream. What do you want out of life? What do you see as if you were in a perfect world, what would it look like? And start to dream. And from that, that's where you start to pull out your true value goals.
And while you're going through it, doesn't have to be horrible. It's all a lesson. And when you get to that great dream you have, it'll be all worth it.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Yeah, and so once you have your dream and you really are truly, involved in it, then what you got to do is you got to start making some goals and working towards it. And what's important, tell people about it, set up, some little bite-sized ways of going about attaining those goals and make it simple so that it's not so overwhelming. And I think sometimes we make these great big goals, like I want a huge house, but really, do you want to clean that house? Do you really want to be house poor? You really want to think long
and why
hard.
Do you want that big house? Because lots of times it's really not about you. It's about impressing someone outside of yourself.
You bet. And therefore, you're not making your goals based on your core values. And that's where it's important. You got to go deep. You got to go, what is it that makes me want to do this?
Absolutely. And, it takes so very little in life, really, that makes us happy. It may be your cup of coffee in the morning or your yoga or a comfy fireplace, watching the news, traveling. So it doesn't have to be huge things that we do in life because it's really not the stuff in life that makes us happy.
No, and that's true. And I have seen my clients move mountains just from their goals. One particular client I had, once you started to talk to him, you started to realize which goals are really the real goals. And one was he wanted to retire at 55, but he had this problem of going to the local, store and buying whatever happened to be on sale because it was a great deal. And I could, he was a bit of a spendaholic.
Is that my husband? No, kidding.
Yeah. I know, it's those sales. So anyway, once we sat down, started talking, and we worked with him for a couple months, all of a sudden he's like, he's not going and he's not buying nothing. He is watching every penny. And he went from overspending and spending more than what he had and going into debt to absolutely no debt. He stopped going into overdrive. It was hilarious. And all it was I focused him on his goal, and he just moved mountains.
That's so cool. And I bet he thought he wasn't really spending a lot because it was just stuff on sale.
Yeah, he did not clean clue in. It wasn't until we put all the numbers down and we said, okay, well, here's the facts. Now you decide. I don't tell them you can't go do, you know, can't go spend your money. Go ahead. It's your money. You worked hard for it. But you might want to think about it before, because what it's doing is it's not allowing you to retire at 55. So if that's really important, you might want to look at your reevaluate what you're doing.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's get to step four, what defines a good goal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Mom's getting more confused. She forgot to eat again. I'm getting worried. How can I even start this conversation?
Hi, I'm Alistair Hicks, owner of Home Instead Senior Care in Victoria. If you're struggling to care for your parents, we can help. From meal preparation to shopping and errands, our trained caregivers will help your parents stay in the place they call home. A free consultation is a great place to start. So book now at homeinstead.ca/VictoriaBC. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile. Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
Sometimes my kids ask me, Dad, how come you never smile in pictures? And I tell them, tough guys don't smile, but that's not the real reason.
If you know a tough guy who wishes he had a pretty smile, Today's Dental can help. From whitening and cosmetics to mercury-free fillings to an experienced team of dentists and hygienists, Today's Dental has given tough guys a reason to smile for over 25 years. Today's Dental on Oak Bay Ave near Oak Bay Junction. New patients always welcome. Learn more at todaysdental.org.
Hydro rates are going up. Get a head start on saving at Heat Savers with a Made in BC Valor Gas Fireplace. Purchase a qualified Valor Gas Fireplace and receive a $300 Fortis BC rebate. Plus, with any Valor Gas Fireplace purchase, you'll get a free vent kit valued at up to $350. Heat Savers, 2519 Government Street and at feelthewarmth.ca.
Feel the warmth, Heat Savers, fireplace and patio.
We are talking to Leslie Gardner, Money Coaches of Canada, the power of goals and how to set financial goals for 2014. What defines a good goal then, Leslie?
Okay, well, first of all, you got to be realistic. Buying a lottery ticket and hoping that it's going to win is not what we'd call a smart goal.
Oh, darn!
And we have an acronym, SMART, and that is specific, measurable, attainable, and relevant. And time-bound. So specific, be very clear what you want. Go to your core values. Don't look at what your neighbors have. Go to what you want your life to look like. Measurable. How are you going to know you're making progress? Are you getting money in the bank? Is your debt going down? Is your stress level going down? That's measurable. Attainable. Is it realistic? Do you want you don't want to feel like you failed. You want to make the goals bite-sized so that you can do a little bit of time and you be patient. This is not something that you're going to fix overnight. This is a life you're trying to create and you've got lots of years to live. So, you know, start now and little bits at a time. Relevant. Again, are you doing this for you or are you doing it for someone else? Make sure you're back to it's relevant for you and your family. And time-bound. Say what you're going to do in the first 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and then maybe, you know, long term, and have a goal for each one of those time frames.
And that leads into how do we set up these goals to be successful?
Well, nothing works unless you have a plan.
Yeah.
So the basic thing is you have to, people don't make things happen, they don't fall in their lap. They make things happen for themselves. So you need to sit down and make it happen by making a plan. If you're driving around and you don't have don't know where you're going, you're not going to keep driving around until you run out of gas. You're going to stop and you're going to look at your phone app on a navigator and get a road map. You need to get a road map to what you want to, how you want to attain your goals. So you need a plan.
Okay, and what about in a lot of families, you know, someone may want to go on a trip like every month and have to be in the sun and someone wants to get RSPs and someone wants to go to Disneyland and you're in debt. How do you handle those conflicting kind of approaches to money?
Well, I think the main thing is, first of all, you can certainly bring your family in on it. Everybody can sit down and you can prioritize. You can work on all your goals at the same time. That's not a problem. But prioritize. You might need to switch them around a bit and decide, okay, maybe going to Disneyland is important right now, so let's all focus on that. But at the same time, let's not forget we have our RSPs we want to put in. So maybe we can kind of move things around and shift things around to make it work for the whole family.
And what if we kind of partway through we go, you know, I've sort of changed my mind about that goal. Is that kind of a fail, or should we keep, you know, going with the one we had it originally intended?
Oh, no. You can change your goals. The thing is, you don't want to do nothing. By doing nothing, you're not achieving what you want. So just make the changes that work. Sometimes we have to pick ourselves up, brush ourselves off, and get back onto the plan. Sometimes we fall off. That's okay. But just keep on it. Keep going in that direction.
And I know you want to get the family involved. What it comes to credit cards in this time of year, you know, a lot of people have rung up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plastic cards,
yeah,
and are just maxed out and stressed out because they don't know where to turn or what to do. Should they, you know, the mortgages, you know, are lesser value now, so it's hard to tap into those. What should people do to get on top of that, the snowball thing? Should they start low? Like, where do they start with getting those things paid off so they can start having a dream?
Well, I think that would be an excellent goal, actually, is one is get control of your finances. That's number one. Places that they can go, we have worksheets that you can download, our Unstuck worksheets on our website. And you can work, it's a workbook that you can work through. Of course, you can call any one of our money coaches and we can certainly help. And basically, you need to sit down and see where all your money's going at this point, and then from there, we can come up with a plan to which one you're going to, you know, work on first, second, third, until it's all paid off and we reach that goal.
You bet. Stephen, are you still there? I don't think he's there anymore. We had someone called in and wanted to say it was our lifestyle that's affecting us. And I guess that's true in a lot of senses, that the way we spend our money, we're not tracking and we think we're living a pretty flat lifestyle, and yet maybe we're living higher off the hog than we thought, that maybe we need to kind of look at what we're doing with our money. Oops. Hello.
Am I still there?
Oh, we've lost Leslie. Now I've got, is that Stephen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Stephen. You had a comment about how we live.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon. I'm in my 80s. And we have worked on certain rules. One of them is priorities. I've heard this good lady mention it. She's right. Then there's the difference between the cost of living and the cost of the way of living.
That's very true.
And then one has to, as we used to say in England many years ago, cut your coat according to your cloth. You don't have it, period. And today, of course, we're under fire from highly sophisticated advertising. And they prey on today's idea of I'm in, and it's my right. And you get up to your ears in debt.
You're absolutely right, Stephen. I think you're right that our generation is much that we want everything now. And we want a new kitchen. We want a dream trip. We want Disneyland. We want a new car. And the fact is we can get it all usually with credit.
Then
we're up to our eyeballs in it. So you're absolutely right, Stephen. Are you there, Leslie?
Yes, I am. I missed part of that, though.
Well, just talking about, you know, Stephen's from a generation where everything was paid for, that you don't go and buy stuff on credit, that, you know, you have the money. And nowadays we're so much about instant gratification, and then we have the pain of having to deal with it.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And that is one of the biggest, probably, mistakes we've made in our generation, is the credit is a definite problem.
And we have too much. Leslie, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about the Money Coaches?
They can find us at moneycoachescanada.ca, and we're all on the website, and or you can email me at leslie@moneycoachescanada.ca.
Stephen, thank you for calling in. Leslie, all my guests today, thank you so much, TJ, as always. It's great joining you every week. Make sure you tune in next week, 11 o'clock till noon. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.